Welcome back. If you're rejoining us, my name is Maggie Dawn. You're listening to the Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. For a little while longer, Tom Paulswitz, my guest host on Thursday, and I will continue to discuss what is America's turn towards countries. Okay, let's just be specific. Donald Trump's new alliance with Vladimir Putin, in contravention of everything that conservatives have said for, what, almost 100 years? I mean, like, literally going against everything that conservatives have said for the last 85 years, which was always very hawkish, always strongly in opposition to authoritarian regimes like what we see now in Russia. And there has been a war of words of sort in the last few days between Ukraine's President Zelensky and Donald Trump. Ukraine's president for a long time has tried to execute a very difficult rhetorical balancing act, trying to continue to apply pressure to get U.S. aid, including specifically armaments, while trying to figure out how to manage Donald Trump's obsequiousness and knee-bending to Vladimir Putin. And what happened in the last couple of days is Zelensky used a phrase that roughly translates to, like, Donald Trump is in an information bubble. Right. And, of course, because it's Captain Thinskin, you know, cries a lot, whines a lot, he freaked out, and then he called Zelensky a dictator and said that Ukraine started the war, which is insane because Russia invaded Ukraine, because Ukraine didn't say, oh, well, sure, we'll just, we're a sovereign nation and all, but we'll just, sure, we'll give you that land that you're asking for. And here's the thing, Tom, and I want to get your impression on this, and then I want to talk a little bit about what some Republicans used to say about Vladimir Putin and what they're saying today, because it's so mealy-mouthed and weak-kneed that it should be embarrassing to them. But it's, you know, the huge from the current group of Republicans in the Senate and the House. Donald Trump claims to be this master negotiator.
Yes.
It isn't masterful negotiation when you give one side all of the things that they want. Like, wait a minute. Yeah, you're achieving peace as if Ukraine doesn't exist by simply giving Putin everything that he wants. Ukraine could have done that by just simply capitulating before. So that's not an effective negotiation. That's just favor trading with an authoritarian who kills journalists and political opponents.
Correct. Yep. But I think we need to frame this in a different way.
Please.
People were sent to Ukraine to offer up, specifically Treasury Secretary Bessent, right? He went to Ukraine to offer up a deal to test Zelensky's loyalty. And Zelensky failed.
Yeah, give me your good stuff or else.
Right. But it was, hey, do you know who you really owe this money to or who you should bend a knee to? Now, Vladimir Putin continues, at least in Trump's mind, to establish some level of loyalty.
Mm-hmm.
So who do you want to deal with if you're Donald Trump? Well, you deal with the person you think is loyal to you, and you give them what they want, and you punish the other person for their disloyalty. So once again, this is, you know, and I read an article the other day, this is transactional, but predictable.
Mm-hmm.
This is exactly how Donald Trump operates. And it's incredibly predictable. I think the challenge is that we in the United States think we have a core set of principles and values that we live by. Donald Trump does not live by the same values and principles.
Well, and that,
so
go ahead, Tom. Sorry.
So what we're left with then is somebody who's dealing in these ways that are against our core values.
And the question,
and we knew this,
yes.
Like this was totally predictable. We absolutely knew this was going to happen, but we thought the guardrails were significant enough. We thought there would be some level of country over party. Those have not been shown to be effective. And
yeah,
that's why I, and I'm not joking when I say that Europe has now realized they're on a two-front war, because they no longer have the United States to rely on
as an ally.
And they now have an aggressive Russia that is going to want more. I mean, I just read that Denmark is drastically upping their military budget because they have to now.
Yes.
And it's not because of what the United States is doing. It's because what they think Russia
will do. And this gets into what are decades worth of what I'm going to call aggression deterrence from yes. autocrats and dictators. You know, people devote their lives to studying these kinds of things. But all of that deterrent effect that America has had as standing as a leader of the Western Alliance, always being strong, and we will not allow borders to be eviscerated by Vladimir Putin or by Iran or by China, has been effectively wiped off the table in a week and a half by Donald Trump.
Very short period of time.
And yet
very
utterly predictable in its transactionality, yes. right? And that's what I find challenging, and it's a good segue to, well, what are Republicans saying? Because one of the guardrails that many, at least back in Trump 1.0, hoped was
right.
that Republicans of good faith, who for decades, in my term, basically since the late 1930s, so nearly 85, 90 years, that they wouldn't abandon all of these first principles that had
right.
been a key pillar of Republicanism in this country, which was to oppose those things aggressively through both diplomacy and military might, Lindsey Graham among them, right? Here's Lindsey Graham about a year ago. If you're worried about being too provocative about Russia, stop worrying. Just stop worrying. You are not too provocative. We need to up our game when it comes to Russia. That was last June.
Right, not too long ago.
No, last June, while he was introducing a resolution to designate Russia as a state sponsor of terrorism, like North Korea, Syria, Cuba, and Iran. He repeatedly refers to Putin as a thug. Here's what he said now, last week in Munich. He praised Trump as a strong leader who could, quote, get a good deal for Ukraine. What? I don't care if they meet Putin in Cleveland. I don't care if they don't talk. I don't care if they go on vacation. It doesn't matter to me what you do as long as you get it right. Well, query Senator Graham, what is getting it right?
Yes. And I think the real thing here is, what do we as the American people, what options do we have?
Yes.
We can protest, right? There were protests on Monday.
Yep.
I think there were protests in all 50 states. I know we went to the Capitol here in New Mexico. We went to Santa Fe, and there were protests there. And,
Love Santa
you know,
Fe.
But I think that the bigger picture here, though, is the ball is rolling down the hill, and it's rolling fast, and it's gaining mass.
Steve from Stoughton
and
on the text.
Where's it going to stop?
Yeah, Steve from Stoughton yep. on the text line says the GOP clearly values winning and tribalism more than our country. This is very scary when the president thinks he is the country's CEO and king and is eliminating departments, firing leaders in general that might stand up to him. Very scary. Yeah, that's exact. Listen, they say it's about efficiency. It's not about efficiency.
No.
It is simply
Nothing
about
to do with it.
Dismantling
right.
government. Shrinking it to the benefit of billionaires, right?
Right.
It is about removing apolitical experts who actually
yes.
would say, that's not true, or that's a really bad idea. That's what it's
right.
not about saving money. A lot of economists are looking at what they're doing and going, well, this is actually going to cost more than any of the purported savings. Matt from Middleton says this on the text line. I think Americans need to see how people actually live under autocrats and dictators. What it is like to have government look over your shoulder, to be able to not trust anyone or anything, to have to hide who you are, what you think, and what you believe. This is un-American. Hear, hear. And indeed, what we are seeing is that sort of policing now being proposed. Missouri yesterday introducing legislation to monitor women's pregnancies for a vague category, all of them, not just some of them, all of them, and to earmark those that are deemed by an unspecified metric to be at high risk for abortion. Now, mind you, abortion's still legal in some states. Why the government of Missouri gets to, you know, monitor my menses would be beyond me. Ladies of Missouri, madams of Missouri, stand up. But that's the kind of thing that starts looking very authoritarian. Mark from Prairie du Sac, you wanted to get in some thoughts on these mealy-mouthed Republicans.
Oh, good Lord, yes. Just mealy-mouthed. I mean, not for Ron Johnson. I mean, like, I called in yesterday. I don't know, I spoke to you. I know I spoke to Dom. That Ron Johnson's staff person could not say whether Ron Johnson would say that Russia invaded Ukraine and Russia started the war. He couldn't bring himself to say that. And I've been unable to get, you know, find out what Ron Johnson actually did. I've been trying to find out if he's had any press releases on it or not, because he's, you know, cowering in whatever basement he cowers in. That, I mean, Russian Ron Johnson was over there in 2018, and he just kind of blew me away with what's happening in Missouri now. I was thinking, what next? When girls hit menses, they had to register with the state, themselves on a list as marriageable, because it'll reduce the age of consent down to menses. And these incels and our new rulers are going to select which young women they decide is going to be their.
I mean, Margaret Atwood called it, right? I mean, this is literally a
handmaid's tale. Yeah, they made a whole TV show about it, right?
Well, it was an award-winning book first, but then the TV. Okay, if you're tracking the menstrual cycles and the pregnancies, then what? Right? And we'll get there with the SAVE Act today. But again, all of this is of a piece. Here's John Thune.
But Maggie, you know why the Missouri Republicans are doing this. They have said that they are not going to let the voters decide whether abortion is legal.
Which they had. The voters in Missouri had voted.
But the Republicans are like, nope, we're not buying it. We're not going to leave it up to the voters. This is something we believe in.
It's a workaround.
Yes.
It is a workaround. Absolutely. Because voters in Missouri voted to constitutionally protect a woman's right to control her own body, which everybody keeps saying was the point, which was Donald Trump's line, like, let the states decide. But tracking women's pregnancies is the opposite of honoring the voters' sentiments. And by the way, I have to get this in here. I about threw a cocktail into my flat screen television when I saw that Schimmel the Shill, Mr. Shameful himself, Elon Musk's puppet here in Wisconsin, say in an ad that he believes Wisconsin voters should decide the question of abortion. If you do believe that, Schimmel the Shill, you shameless liar, then why don't you tell Robin Voss and the rest of Republicans in the state legislature to put that on the books? Or put that vote up for a referendum, actually let direct democracy work in the state.
Yes.
And they never, ever will. They're more worried about stripping local school districts and local voters from deciding how to fund their own public schools and trying to game the system to suppress votes through confusing constitutional amendments. Brad Schimmel is a liar. And it was exactly this sort of positioning. It's like you say you want the voters to decide. Well, they decided in Missouri. So, Schimmel, do you support tracking women's menstrual cycles to make sure that they're, I don't know, not at some...
He would say no, but yes.
No, but yes.
Yes. And I think one more thing, Maggie, let's change our countdown from 48 months to 24 months, because that is the next key election. And if we win back the House and potentially the Senate, things get different.
Things get very different fast.
We may have to have a hand count of all votes.
Well, heaven help us. Human error. And in fact, in this state, we've got 40 days till we decide the fate of our Supreme Court. Say no to Schimmel the Shameless Shill, Elon Musk puppet right here in Wisconsin. We're going to continue this discussion. We're going to move on to whether or not the courts are the weakest branch when we come back with Tom Paulswitz right here on the Maggie Dawn Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. You bring